I really shouldn't be surprised by what you Jedi can tell, but I am. Vuatu thought for a moment, then turned to the Mon Calamari captain who had tried to shield him earlier.
We won't show our hand yet, Tola.
Very good, sir.
But when that ship enters effective range, let's be ready to give it everything we have.
Yes, sir,
Tola said.
I'll have all batteries lock it in as a secondary target now.
Good.
Designate it Bug One.
Vuatu turned back to the holodisplay but said,
And one more thing. Have the capture base stand down. All Jedi craft are free to come and go as they require.
Leia smiled. Thank you, Admiral, she said. But if I can be of some service here...
I was thinking of your stealth exes, Princess.
Vuatu interrupted.
They're going to need a place to refuel and rearm.
They are? Leia asked. I mean, if the Jedi can be of any help...
They will be.
Vuatu began to pace.
Inform them that they're now under my command.
Is
there a problem with that?
Vuatu demanded. No, sir, Leia answered, just thinking about the best way to let them know. She closed her eyes, then stretched her Force awareness out into the choke. She found Mara and her team first, very calm and focused. She filled her thoughts with good feelings about Admiral Vuatu and silently repeated the word respect. Mara and the others seemed puzzled but willing. Leia reached out to Kip Squadron next and was immediately engulfed in a conflagration of fear and exhilaration and anger, all blasting her at once. She allowed herself to sink into the emotional turmoil and began to glimpse flashes of exploding dart ships and fiery white propellant trails. Kip's presence touched Leia, assuring her that he was on his way. She replied as she had with Mara, by filling her mind with good thoughts about Vuatu and silently urging Kip to respect him. Kip poured indignation into the Force. Leia repeated the sentiment more strongly, trying to impress on him that the problem was the Kylix, not the Fifth Fleet. Kip grew frustrated, but his stubbornness slowly gave way to willingness. The Stealth X crews have agreed. Leia pointed into the holodisplay, indicating the five Kylix ships moving to intercept the Akbar. Vuatu turned to Leia.
Have Master Sebatine prep the Falcon for launch. The Stealth X's may need a mobile refueling platform.
Leia retrieved the comm link Saba had left on her bunk. Master Sebatine, would you prep the Falcon for launch? Admiral Vuatu may need it to refuel the Stealth X's.
It is prepped,
Saba retorted. A muffled phew-phew sounded in the background.
But this one does not know how long we can keep it that way.
Leia frowned. Is that the Falcon's blaster cannon I hear?
Of course. Those little Gorog are everywhere.
Leia started to report to Vuatu, but he was already at a wall display, punching codes into the control panel. He paused, then punched more codes and cursed. The screen never showed anything but static.
These bugs are good, he growled. They've been cutting our status feeds.
Leia activated the comlink again.
We're blind up here, Master. What can you tell me about the situation?
It's bad. The crew is down, and bugs are everywhere.
Okay, Leia said. Maybe you'd better launch now.
Without you?
A rhythmic hissing came out of the comlink.
You are always joking, Jedi Solo.
Saba closed the channel. Leia looked up to find Vuatu speaking to a young Celestin ensign wearing the double lightning bars of the engineering staff.
Didn't Captain Urbok inform me the Akbar situation was this bad? Damage assessment is her responsibility.
Because she's dead, sir?
The lieutenant stammered.
What about Lieutenant Commander Rio?
Also dead, sir.